The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today we have a question from Tobias, who lives in Heidelberg in Germany. He wants to know, why do potatoes get softer when you cook them while eggs get harder? It's strange, isn't it? In both cases, you're dropping something you want to eat into a pot of boiling water, but what happens to the spud is the exact opposite of what happens to the egg. How come? The secret involves the chemical makeup of the potato. It consists largely of starch. The molecules in starch are long chains, and in a raw potato, those chains are nestled together in a zipper-like configuration, attached to one another with chemical cross bridges. When you heat a potato, the configuration unzips, and water is able to enter the spaces between the chains. The once orderly pattern falls apart, the starch swells, and the potato softens like a dry sponge that's been tossed into the water. It's a good thing, too, because human beings can't digest raw potatoes. The enzymes in our digestive tract are simply unable to break the powerful bonds that hold the molecules in the starch together. Only after they have been shattered by the cooking process can the enzymes get down to work. The starch, or to be more accurate, the amount of starch, is the reason that different types of potatoes have different cooking qualities. The firm types of potatoes that are generally used to make potato salad or French fries produce less starch, which means that they remain fairly solid even after cooking. The mealier varieties that are generally used in stews or to make mashed potatoes contain up to 4% more starch and soften up a lot more after being boiled. It's a different story entirely with eggs. They are composed mostly of proteins, and not just the yolk, but the egg white as well. Proteins also consist of chains of molecules, but the basic chemical units that make up the links are different than those that make up starches. Which means the chains have totally different characteristics. Protein chains don't lie next to each other in fixed and orderly rows. Instead, they form complicated, tangled, three-dimensional structures that only adhere loosely to one another. That's why a raw egg is a slimy, gelatinous glob. But when they're heated during the cooking process, the thin chains of molecules in the proteins break in various places, causing the chains to orient themselves in new ways. This causes them to stick together and solidifies the structure of the egg. In chemistry, this process is known as denaturation. Now you know why your breakfast egg gets harder and harder the longer you cook it. So, since both of them are important for a well-balanced diet, the only question left to answer now is whether I break some chemical bonds and a couple of spuds, or maybe instead denature an egg or two. Food topics always make me hungry. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time around. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.